The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Jeff had said, I'm giving up. I'm going to quit. This is too hard. It's tearing us apart, and I can't do this anymore.
Next, a couple overwhelmed by life circumstances found themselves on the brink of giving up until they were challenged by Edward John to not quit.
And I met him face to face, and I told him the word exactly the way it was, and Jeff looked at me and he said, who are you? Where are you from?
Lives changed with real living. Next.
Thank you. You're gracious. Thank you very much. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have Edward John with us and a guest whose, family, marriage, relationship, business, and everything was impacted because he actually, in experiencing what he calls real living, which is releasing the river of life freely in such a way that it blesses others, that it brings to life that which oftentimes is lacking the nourishment that water gives by nature's necessity. You've got to have it. And Jesus said, out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water. With that comes a lot of insight. It's being available to God and unexpected ways and unexpected places, unexpected times. The times and seasons you don't know. But you will receive power and you shall be witnesses unto me. Well, Edward John has a new series that is not only truth shared and taking you into the Word, but also musically, to be able to sing and communicate effectively, something I can't do, and I'm smiling about it because it's laughable. I'm so not gifted, sing not. That's exactly the way it is with me. So don't would be what people would be saying. But Edward is really a blessing, and he impacted a couple who were actually, and I want to show you this. This is where a chapel in an area called Adriatica that is in part of Stonebridge Ranch, which is a major subdivision north of Dallas in which they planted as developers a community, a village, really unique, but a spiritual center, but they were struggling. But they weren't just struggling with what was going on there, in some ways maybe about to give up, as I understand it, but their marriage was suffering. And all of a sudden, into this situation walks Edward John and impacts Donna Blackard and her husband. I want you to welcome Edward John and Donna to Life Today. We're going to hear the story. Edward, good to see you.
Thank you.
Donna, good to see you.
Thanks.
Edward, set this up for us, because I think this is kind of unusual how you just suddenly stepped into the picture as though you had a message, from God in some way.
Well, it's yes, it is a message from God. It has to be. In November, a year and a half ago or so, I'm out jogging. I'm up in McKinney. I had two bags of clothing to my name because everything else was gone. I'd repositioned myself from Europe to America and followed the leading of the Holy Spirit to come here. So I'm out jogging and I'm praying and I've got my iPod on and listening to some music and I'm cold. And I see this new construction area coming up and it looked nice and it said open house. So I thought, hey, what a great place to get warm, So I'm in there and I'm looking at this project and this house and it was immaculate. I'd never seen anything like it. It was so detailed and it was done with such excellence that I walked around and I went, wow, this is really, really nice. And so I run out again, ready to embark on that trip back home, and boom, this thought hits my head. Now, let me explain this. Some people wonder, how does God speak, But it's after a while when you read the Word and you pray a lot, you start recognizing thoughts that line up with the Word of God. So this thought comes on, I felt it with my whole being, and this is what the thought said to me inside. And this was the Lord, and He said, Eddie, I want you to tell the man that's building this property that if he'll stay close to me and stick close to me, I'm going to finish this area stone by stone, and I'm going to help him accomplish it. But if he doesn't do that, it's over today. Now, imagine this situation, James. I'm in America, running outside, don't know anyone, don't know where I'm at, per se. And I get this thought, and I'm thinking, no, that can't, no, Lord, thank you. I'm not going to do that. So I'm running home, and my mind starts rehearsing how I'm talking to this man that I don't know about how to say this, and I'm like, no, don't want it. Go to bed, and I think about it again, and I dream about it at night, and then I wake up in the morning, and I said, all right, Lord, I said, if I meet this gentleman face to face, I'll tell him what you just told me. A few days later, I get a phone call from a guy that was helping me do some bookings and stuff, and they said they have a house party going on down in McKinney, and they need a singer. Would you mind stepping in, bring your guitar, and just do a few songs and bless them a little bit? I said, no problem. So I walk in. I'd been there for probably 15, 20 minutes when Donna walks in, and she introduces herself as the wife of the man building this project. I thought, now that's interesting. Now talk about fear factors. That's when I got warm, I started sweating, and I said, all right, Lord, if he comes in, I'm going to tell him. So I asked her, is your husband coming? She said, he'll be here in a few minutes. And I met him face to face, and I told him the word exactly the way it was. And Jeff, my friend's name now, my friend, looked at me and he said, who are you? Where are you from? I said, and I was probably more scared than him. I said, I'm from Norway and you don't know me. And he said again, he said, where are you from? How do you know me? And I didn't realize at the time what was going on in their lives. And that's where I'll let Donna take the story from here. So Right. Go ahead, sister.
Well, it was absolutely a meeting set up by God, and I just have to say God loves me a lot to have brought Edward into our lives, because there was just a lot of chaos. There was a lot of, we call it stress, but under, I would say, stress, you have fear, you have anxiety, you have all these other spiritual things going on. So we had a lot of stress. And, you know, just through the project, it's a very difficult, unusual, and it takes so much of Jeff's time and energy and, you know, leaves me very few scraps left over at the end of the day. And I was just, anyway, we just had a really exceptionally difficult day relationally. And, you know, Jeff, probably 30 minutes, and we weren't going. It was at the very last second that we decided to go, even though we knew we were invited and supposed to be there. We were going to a movie, and we just looked over there. They're across the lake from us. A friend of ours calls and says, where are you? And we just, on impulse, decide to go and met Edward. But just before leaving, Jeff had said, I'm giving up. I'm going to quit. This is too hard. It's tearing us apart, and I can't do this anymore. So that was kind of the end of our conversation. We get there, and the first thing Edward says to him is, God says, don't give up. You know, that if you'll put him first. Well, you know, that was a huge impact. We knew it was from the Lord. It was an obvious from God moment. Over the next, now it's been a year and a half, over the next few weeks, you know, my expectation is that Jeff is just going to just be all over God first. But you know, when there's so much work involved, it just is such it's like God gave me this vision, I've got to get up and go do it now, and there's just not enough time. And it was just so hard to make any kind of transformation with that. And you know, I've been interceding with a couple of other ladies for about 4 years now for our husbands, and I'm just crying out to the Lord, God, we want to be equally yoked, and just the spiritual battles going on and the relationship battles. But just, you know, over the next year, things just got worse there instead of better in some ways. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's just been more difficult. And yet, just relentless. And, you know, I think I'm supposed to be Holy Spirit's helper and go tell him and remind him, well, if you put God first, that's when it's going to work out, you know, and just remind. And it got to the point to where the Lord is just teaching me so much through this that I give you discernment not to go and just make something happen. That's witchcraft, controlling with words. This is to go and intercede. This is to cry out in prayer and call it down just between us. You know, you don't have to try to force it through him. So I would say my experience and our experience of our relationship with Edward has been the Lord just brought Edward in even closer recently in the last couple of months. He's been coming and meeting with my husband every morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. They climb 7 flights of stairs to the top of the bell tower in Adriatica. And, I mean, you have to know, Jeff, I love him. He loves the Lord, and he's done wonderful things for God. But he's been doing so much, and God's wanting to get this relationship thing closer. And so to talk spiritually or pray, you know, a couple of minutes, okay, on to the next thing. They're spending an hour every morning, and I've prayed with Edward. There is no inhibition, absolute freedom, and, you know, that it's rare. It's rare to have that kind of relationship with Christ. It's so open and free and honest, and Jeff is just coming home, and now he wakes up in the morning anticipating going. He's so excited about, you know, meeting with the Lord. He's talking with me, you know, 15, 30 minutes about spiritual matters instead of just, you know, it's like he's not shutting it down. And I just see God really opening up his heart more and more and more. And, you know, that to me is just the real living. It's discipling others through, I would say Edward has been like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
And that really is the key. And because it's so easy to follow somebody and not follow Christ. Edward mm-hmm. inspires us to look at Jesus. I feel like that's exactly. a gift God has given you, and what you share inspires people to do that. And by the way, I've met Jeff, and Jeff would be a little bit more ready to identify with you, but he's saying, you know, I'm not comfortable being out in front of everybody, but I'm telling you what, he's just full of life and excitement. Matter of fact, I found myself just kind of wanting to pull him out here, kind of like Betty says, I brought her up here kicking and screaming to get her to come up here and sit by me on television, but I knew God had so much to offer. But God is changing this man's life, and everything has turned around in, as it relates to building into a village community in the midst of, a great subdivision and development near McKinney. And his insight is very much something of God. But it never could have happened if God hadn't been put in first place. What I see you doing is he talked about something God let him see, mm-hmm. and that was a possibility, and talked about building it with the right stones.
Yes.
When he stepped in and gave this message of how God has to be first, he's got to be the foundation.
Yes.
And then you build with living stones. He was actually saying far more than anything to do with the development. Mm-hmm. Even though the development has done remarkably, mm-hmm. when this message came before the crash of real estate. Yes. And the very fact that you're even there developing and being successful is in itself miraculous, because he was ready to quit. But the real development, Edward, mm-hmm. that was more important to God than any subdivision or any house development, mm-hmm. was this house development.
Yes.
And to build up that relationship in the marriage. Mm-hmm. So that really is the heart of God. He wants a family.
Relationship.
Well, but the real family that he's working on is the real family, everybody else out there. They don't have to be in the building business. Mm-hmm. God's in the building business.
Right.
But we're the house that he wants to build.
Yeah.
And he wants to build this house in relationship, again, back to your husband's vision, mm-hmm. where people live together and they don't think, well, we're the uppities and they're the lower, but rather we're all family and we all get along. He really built and is building your relationship mm-hmm. on a solid foundation. Am I right about that?
Absolutely.
That was more important than any subdivision.
That's right.
More important than any place for people to live with. He wants to live in you.
Yes.
And to me, your excitement, because I think you kind of pull back out of, quote, business aspect, more home focus right now, and you can see positive progress. I mean, that's more important than any subdivision. Would you not agree, Edward, that's bottom line?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, every morning at 7 when we get up there, it's so exciting, James, because we climb these stairs, you know, up into the bell tower, and then we get up into this area where we can just see the water, we see the development, where we're up there, and then we begin to pray, and we read the Word together, loud. And we read the Psalms, we read the Proverbs, we're going through the New Testament. And then what we find is that the Lord gives us names of people to pray for. So we write them down on the wall. We kind of engrave it in the stone up there. So now our walls are beginning to pack up with names. And what you find is that when the Lord begins to work in your life, or in my life, or in Jeff's life, it's, like you said, it's rivers of living water about to pour out into other people's lives. Mm-hmm. And that's what real living, I think that if we can be like that, mm-hmm. where it's, you know, forget ourselves a little bit. You know, what's this all about us all the time? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you one example. We're up there praying. You know, I pray in the spirit. I'm not afraid to just let go. I need to pray in the spirit so I can get my engines going, you know, and the Lord knows what I need before I need it.
You didn't scare Jeff where he wanted to jump out of the bed?
Well, he was standing on the edge here a few times, but I closed the latch. He couldn't get down. But then we're praying one morning, and my friend's name comes up, Trond. And he's sitting here in the audience today. So I get his name, and I write it down, Trond.
And he's in Norway.
Well, now he's here. Now listen to this. A few hours later, he calls me. He says, Eddie, I booked a ticket. I'm coming over. I'm like, what? What do you mean you're coming over? He says, I need to get away. I need to get refreshed, and I'm coming over. Mm. Now, God already knew that when we were in the tower. So he just had me put the name down, prepare for it, and here we are. And he's here in the studio with us today. So that's real living.
Well, that's supernatural living. And, mm-hmm. and really, you may think this sounds like just so much religious stuff. But really and truly, and by the way, I see a lot of people that get, excuse me, but a little wacky religious, and they're bouncing off every wall and want you to bounce with them. It just is scary sometimes. You know, people get scared. I got a word for you. Oh, my God. It's the Holy Ghost.
It's God.
God does need our help. I mean, there's a lot of spooky stuff going on in the name of God. Oh, God. And so you got to be real careful. But here's the thing. God really wants to carry you in his spirit, in real living, not pretense, not real religion. That can be spooky too, but real life, and let the river flow. And this is what I feel like God has blessed Edward to share, a journey that's not just unique in the sense it's him or from Norway or you got to look a certain way, but you just let the Spirit of God work through you. Just yielded clay and experienced real life. Conquering fear, letting the river flow, loving people. See, if you go out to obey God and not to go out and prove I'm successful, No. See, he said, I was not even wanting to do it. Just let the river flow. By the way, you don't have to produce results. Mm-hmm. Rain and sunshine bring forth abundance. And God wants you to have that fruitfulness in your life. This is a great teaching. You want to say thanks to Donna and to Edward John. Pray for Jeff. If you may want to look at Adriatica on your website and say what's going on there. Pray for them in their journey, you know. Just pray for them and know they're interested in you. Edward, we're going to share with our viewers what I know is on your heart right now, mm-hmm. and that is helping people.
Yes, sir.
And the children in Africa, the thousands and thousands of them and their families. We want to help them. I want you to look at this because I think when you see, you know, if you could throw a life preserver to someone and know they'd get it, you'd save their lives, wouldn't you want to do it? Well, I'm giving you an opportunity to toss someone a life ring. I know you'll want to do it, and you're going to rejoice in the effect of it. Watch this.
Well, when we first landed in Mozambique this time, I was very excited to come to Africa. I love this continent, and the more that I travel here, the more I realize that my heart is over here. And it wasn't until the next day that truly my heart began to break. It's when you walk in and see the suffering of your sisters and your brothers and your people around you that your heart begins to break. There's so many thousands of kids all across this continent that even till this day, or today maybe, won't make it. They won't live another day because they don't have food, they don't have what they need to survive. So every bowl of food that we serve is also a reminder that there's probably 100 times or 1,000 times more kids that don't get that bowl of food. And that breaks my heart. And I'm reminded of the words that Jesus said when he said he left the 99 to fetch that one. Sometimes it feels hopeless to go about such a big mission, but if we do it together and say, yeah, I'm gonna save one, just one. I'll save one. If nothing else, I'm gonna save
one little child. Just one.
I would not be able to look at a child that is suffering, especially when you've seen it, you know, personally over and over, and then show it to you if I didn't know we could totally turn it around. Fanny Crosby wrote a song, Rescue the Perishing, Care for the Dying, because somehow it was in her heart. And I've been spending my life doing it. Approaching 50 years, I've been trying to rescue people. And listen, care about you. Relationship, strain, pain, hurt. I want to see you lifted up out of that that pit of defeat or despair or a sense of hopelessness. I really want that for you. And Jesus offers it to you. But I also want it for the suffering, for the hungry. And it's so simple. Not to depend upon some government program, which if we the people decide we want to do some things together and we bear the load as we the people for the glory and purpose intended, well, the missionaries are there, hands on, hearts full, but they would be empty-handed if you didn't give them something to give the children, like you heard Edward John talking about it. So that's why we ask you to help us feed the children and their families who are in need, and get them on their feet and give them a future, give them a hope. That's God's plan for all of us. So I'm asking you, if you would, as we share with you an opportunity to grow and learn from what God has shown Edward, and so you can have real living. We're asking you to share a part of that real life with somebody else who needs life. Well, you dial the number that's there on the screen, take your bank card, and use it like a check. That's how you use bank cards. You never have a problem that way. It's a check. But use it. What better place could you write a check? And you can make a check to life. Mail it in, but call us and tell us what you're sending. Please do it. I know you'll intend to. We always intend to do good. We tend to put it off, and pretty soon it's put aside. But you see, their lives depend on it. Some of them won't make it through the day, but they can have a future. So would you dial the number, or would you go online, lifetoday.org, and make the gift God puts on your heart? Remember, for a $100 gift, we can care for 10 children for the next month, 10 of them. I'm asking you to help that. It may be that some of you give $1,000 and care for 100. But $30 or $50 will help us care for 3 or 5. Please, don't think, well, if I just help 3, that's not important. How important is it to those 3 or those 5? But I'll always ask you to help 10 or 100 if you can. So please make the call. We want to send you the inspirational music videos that'll impact you and the teaching that Edward shares so you experience real living while you're giving real life to somebody. Thank you so much for making that call. Thank you for helping us give life to someone and give them a chance.
In remote areas of Africa, people are suffering, facing death by starvation, and those hit the hardest are children. Life's mission workers are in place, ready to feed and care for hundreds of thousands of children in Angola, Mozambique, and famine areas of Sudan. Yet to save these children's lives, we urgently need your support. Previous food reserves are gone, and we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. With your gift to Mission Feeding, we'll send you this week only Real Living, a powerful new inspirational series on 4 DVDs featuring recording artist and personal spiritual trainer Edward John. Shot in various locations that are sure to inspire your faith, Real Living provides a roadmap for conquering your fears and living your dreams. Through scripture, stories, song, and his own personal experience, Edward shares the powerful secrets and proven life principles that will show you how to discover God's ultimate purpose for your life. Don't forsake your dreams or your heart's desires another day. Begin your new adventure with real living. And remember, your gift will help save children's lives. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
The way I feel for you, so pure and true, it is just like a dream come true. Feels like I'm walking on air tonight, so how can I deny a feeling so right when holding your hand is so easy, knowing that you'll never leave me. Peace like a river, joy inside is what your love always provides.
You know, we are going to send you Real Living if you'd like to have it. If you just help us care for the children, as many as you can. And again, I encourage you, help us take care of 5 or 10 of those kids. But whatever you can do is important. You may want to go on the website and find Adriatica. This might be part of that little church he was talking about. I'm not sure. Beautiful homes. I'm looking at the incredible, unique design that we took some pictures off the website. It's absolutely beautiful. But it could be a place for everybody. Just look at it. But the main thing is that you build your life the way this couple found. They're the stones fitted together by God. And Edward John blessed them. So Real Living will be a blessing. And Betty and I want to say thanks to you, Edward. Donna, thank you. And Jeff. Yeah, we want Jeff to come back out here and just kind of take over and share what's going on. Because he will, because he's full of it. Thank you. Would you just say thanks to our wonderful guest? Thank you, and thanks be to God for the great things he does, and he does them through people like you.
Next week on Life Today, the recipient of the first full face transplant performed in the United States shares his amazing story of courage.
Persevere.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.